Blog Talk Radio.
Lisa Thomas, and I have Committed Woman of God here on the phone with me. Lisa Thomas, visionary for women, I should say, and Committed Woman of God on the phone here with me this morning. How are you?
I am doing well. Doing well. Looking forward to the show on this morning to see what we are going to be enlightened with for this week. Very excited about the show this morning.
Yeah, me too. I was listening to Miss Jackie Jones singing Grateful, and she says, you know, we have ups and downs, but when I think of you, I feel brand new. Every day I'm grateful. So I think that is quite befitting, given our topic today of breaking the barriers, which I think is going to be one interesting dialogue this morning. For those that might be new and listening to the show, either joining us now or will listen later, the Mind, Body, Spirit Cleanse is a 90-day transformational experience, self-paced sort of program that brings you to a new way of seeing life at the end of the year and creating a new vision for your life for the next year. Certainly go to mindbodyspiritcleanse.com to find out more information and pick up a handbook to get all of the information necessary to be a part of this dialogue. It may seem a bit disjointed if you have not engaged in the handbook, because this is somewhat of a series that is following the questions that you must answer in the book. So, again, mindbodyspiritcleanse.com. More information about what we're doing and also where you can purchase the handbook. So, you know, last week we talked about, there was this question. The question was, who are you really? And we left you all with the 23rd song, but also there was another scripture, 1 John 4:14, which is, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So I certainly want to bring to light that scripture and also encourage you to continue in that question and writing down the answer to who are you really. There's a lot of value in simply answering that question. And today we're going to engage in a dialogue about the barriers that may hinder your ability to be who you are really. So we're going to talk about those barriers and maybe offer some possible solutions or ways of overcoming those barriers. Anything for you, Committed Woman of God, before we start to take the prayer requests and go into prayer and then start this dialogue? Anything you want to say about last week or this week?
On last week, for myself, it's been Well, you know, I mentioned I had been going through some challenges about some things that, you know, I was dealing with mentally, concerning myself and where I had allowed my mind to take me to. Last week, I had a better week and allowing the Lord to be my shepherd. I noticed myself being real still and, you know, just trying to listen and allow the Lord to lead, guide, and direct me. And I've seen, you know, a difference in my attitude and in my way of thinking on last week. I mean, one week I was thinking one way, and then, you know, the week that just passed, I found my mind in a different mindset, back on track, back on focus. And I realized that, you know, things come to try to take us off track and keep us off focus so that we never really get to that full potential where God is wanting or is taking us to. So, you know, focus for me, I find it to be a word that, and a lot of us ask for focus. And that focus is important because there's so many things that can come in the midst of our mind to get us distracted and to take us down a whole new avenue or path in which God is trying to take us into.
Uh-huh.
So I found that to be one of the things where I just was kind of still and allowing the Lord to lead me down the path of righteousness for his name's sake. So that was good for me on last week.
No, that's good stuff. I mean, it's really good because you're bringing to light now what it takes to some degree to overcome barriers. You mentioned focus, you know, being focused. And, you know, when we take our eye off of God or eye off of our vision, which you, if you've done the work, is one that comes from God or your higher calling or whoever, you know, your however you deem to, you know, articulate your higher calling. If you haven't tapped into that and know who you are, then it would be difficult. And know what your mission and vision is, it would be difficult to stay focused. You'd be all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And so focus is certainly one of those areas that we need to build our muscle. And quite befitting, I think, given the thing that we're talking about today is breaking the barriers. I'm sure as we continue to engage in that conversation this morning, we're going to see that one of the areas that may keep us from, that hinders our ability to break a barrier is that we take our eyes off the prize. We take our eyes off the vision. We take our eyes off of him. We take our eyes off of what we are here for. And we start to look at more of the circumstance or the limitation or the inability to do what we might be doing rather than staying focused on him. But that's another conversation for a little bit later. Let us go into our prayer. I wanted to ask if Concerned Woman would be willing to be our prayer warrior this morning.
Yes, I would.
That would be great. Thank you so very much. So let us all go into our requests and ask God for what we need, desire, and want for this week. Who would like to go first? God
This is Godly Example.
Good morning. Yes, Godly Example.
This week I am asking God for renewed focus or renewed focus. I know last week I was totally off track, just as committed woman of God was saying, and just allowing my mind to go places where it should not have gone. It took my eyes off of the bigger picture, and allowed resentment and bitterness to creep in. And so I'm asking the Lord to renew my focus and keep my focus on Him. And I'm also asking for doors to open for sponsorships for our big father-daughter dance coming up. We are in the midst of preparing for that and just need God's provision on that.
Okay. Renewed focus. You want to be able to keep your attention and focus on Him. And asking God to open doors for sponsorship for your father-daughter dance. Sponsorship for your father-daughter dance event. Yeah. Very good. When is it going to take place in Raleigh?
It is. In February.
Okay. Is there a specific place one could go to find out information?
Absolutely. The dancewithdaddy.com. On Facebook, under Triangle Father Daughter Dance.
Triangle Father Daughter Dance?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, on Facebook. Awesome. Amen. Thank you for that request. What else are we asking God for?
This is a concerned woman of God, and I'm asking God for increase in my business. The Lord has anointed it and blessed it, and it seems to be taking off pretty well so far, as well as increase in my radio ministry, because I've added another radio station and can be heard in Rocky Mount, parts of Rona Rapids, going up towards Virginia. And so I did get a good praise report on Saturday. So I'm praying for increase in both of those endeavors.
Awesome. Okay, and how does one hear the radio show, by the way?
Excuse me?
How does one hear your radio show? How does one hear it?
Okay, well, on the third Saturday from 10 to 10:30, 12:30 on the AM dial. And on the second and fourth Saturday, you can hear me at 1480 on AM dial.
Okay, perfect.
From 11 to 11:30.
Awesome.
And the name of the ministry is Pass It On Ministries.
Pass It On.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Amen.
Amen.
So we concerned woman is asking for increase in her business, increase in her video ministry, and you can hear it on 1230 and 1480. I think you said the second and fourth Saturday from 11 to 11:30.
Yes.
And then the first and third on Saturday?
The third Saturday from 10 to 10:30.
Just the third Saturday. I got it.
Yes,
just the third Saturday from 10. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
10 to 10:30 on the 12:30.
Yes.
Now.
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you, Concerned Woman. What else are we asking God for?
This is Woman Who Has Discovered Who She Is. This week I'm also asking for renewed focus, strength, peace of mind, and direction and instructions. I had a situation take place, so I need God to come through and work it out for me in my favor.
Uh-huh.
Also, I need increase in business.
Increase in business. Renewed focus, strength, peace of mind, direction and instruction, and increase in business. And your business is?
Real estate. You know, I do real estate on the side. Real estate. You know, I do real estate. Mm-hmm.
Real estate agent in Raleigh, Durham. Mm-hmm. Yes. Come back and have it. Okay, very good. Woman who has discovered who she is. Awesome. What else are we asking God for?
Good morning. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. You're fine.
Okay. This is Positive Woman of God. Good morning. And I'm asking God this week. Good morning. Asking God this week for on my job, just asking God for peace, wisdom, and not only just for me, but for all of those that I come in contact with. And also asking God for real clear directions on what food, what drink, He would have for me to put into this body that He created.
Mm-hmm. What to eat and what to drink. Clear instructions on what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Clarity. What to drink and what to eat to put in this body. Is there a cause? Is it inside of this cleanse that you're asking about what to eat and drink?
It is. I want to avoid any food, any drink that will not cause clarity for me. And I just believe that He created me. I know He did, head to toe.
Yes, it is.
And where somebody else might can't, this is just an example, drink grapefruit juice. Maybe that's what I need to drink, but I need to know that. I don't want to go to somebody's book necessarily unless He send me there. But if He send me there, that's where I want to go. But I really believe that there is some specific things that I need to do for this body that will help me kind of walk into that clarity. And you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, okay. No, I get it. Yeah, I get it. So, you know, one of the things I'm hearing is that you want a direct communication from Him, and whether that is that communication is directing you to a book, directing you to a website, directing you to a nutritionist.
Yes.
You want to get some direction from Him so that you're clear about what your positive woman's body needs.
Yes.
To bring you the type of focus that you need.
Amen. That's it. Mm-hmm.
All right. Very good. And then you want peace and wisdom on your job, not just for her, but the people, not just for you, but the people that you come in contact with.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Awesome. Very good. Very good. Very good. Awesome. We got it. What else are we asking God for?
Committed woman of God is actually along the same lines as my sister that was just on the phone. I'm asking this week for the Lord to change my mind about the foods that I don't need to put in my body. You know, I've been going back and forth with vegetarian versus meat. A lot of the meats I've actually have given up. So I'm having a struggle with some that I haven't given up yet. So I'm asking for him to actually change my mind about certain foods.
Okay.
I'm also asking about promotion naturally and spiritually. I'm asking God also that his will take priority in my life, first in all things. And I'm also asking for him to give me a spirit of excellence in all that I actually do, concerning his work he has for me and my natural work on my job as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's it for increase in the finances, where my finances is actually flowing freely for all the things that I need to actually take care of.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Okay. So you want to change or renew your mind about the foods that you don't need to put in your body.
Right.
Seems that we, you know, oftentimes, and what I'm hearing you say, and I think we're all guilty of it, we know we don't need it, yet we still consume it. And then we want to, so you're asking God to shift how you think and how you relate to the food so that you understand that some of those foods may not be the food for your body that will
right.
create you to be the healthy vessel that he has mandated you to have.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then promotion naturally and spiritually. You want his will to take priority and to give you a spirit of excellence and increase in finances so that they're flowing mm-hmm. freely. And you can handle all things with ease.
That's it. That's it. Couldn't say it better.
Amen. Amen. Clarity is a good thing. God likes clarity. He wants to know very specifically what you want. Write the vision down and make it plain. Habakkuk 2:2. So we don't want to make any mistakes in our communication when we're speaking to God. Who else? What else are we asking God for? Do we have willing vessel this morning? Is she able to communicate? I know sometimes she's with us in spirit and in truth and maybe occupied and with doing her the will of God at the same time. So I certainly want to give her an opportunity if she is available.
Yes, this is Willing Vessel. I'm very busy now. I'm listening. And I want to pray for increasing wisdom and being sensitive to the Spirit. And then slow her about things in us.
There's an increase in wisdom and sensitive in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen.
And also, I want to pray for so I can kind of let back up. I'm working two jobs, and
mm-hmm.
I want the Lord. I'm believing God for letting one of them go. I've been working all my life two jobs, so I'm believing God for letting one go, so I can be full-time ministry.
Amen. Okay, very good. They're asking God to make a way, provision, for you to be able to work one job so that he may use you in greater capacity in your ministry.
Yes.
Amen. And he creates a financial blessing in a way that allows you to do more of his work. Amen. We want to, create a wave of financial blessings so that you are able to completely give yourself over to his will.
Amen.
And what do you do, Will and Bethel? Tell us just a little bit.
I'm a caregiver. I am a caregiver, and I'm a security guard at the college.
Amen. So we're going to ask God for, again, a financial blessing for willing vessel to be able to release one of those positions.
And having faith now, also having that faith to trust him, because I got the house now, so now I want to back up off the job. It seems kind of silly, but it's not. It's faith.
Yes. No, I get it. So there's God is at work. So we just have to stay faithful and trust him that all things are working in your favor to give you what you need to be all that he's ordained you to be.
Amen.
Very good. And then confident woman.
God for a supernatural increase in my business and in my finance this month. I am asking God for healing of my daughter's father. Healing of his father. And
did you say discernment?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. Supernatural favor in your business and finances. And what is your business?
My business is a marketing company that specializes in the life science industry. And what's that?
Yes. No, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't want to interrupt.
Okay. And by marketing, I mean I do all things related to exposing life science companies to the general public.
Uh-huh.
So that can look like anything from a press release to a full-blown commercial on TV and everything in the middle of that.
Gotcha. So marketing in the life science industry, exposing them, giving them exposure from press releases to commercials, branding, et cetera. Awesome. And healing in your daughter's father's body, healing for him. And discernment. Amen. So I thank you for that confident woman.
Thank you.
I am asking God for continued favor in all areas of life and for the continued determination to move ahead. And I want to say, acknowledge to him, I'm clear that I am on the right path and I want him to stretch me even more. to be more. So those areas in which I may be blinded, I want him to reveal those places to me and offer an immediate, expedient breakthrough so that we can get down to business. So anything in my blind spot, I ask that he remove it and propel me forward. So continued favor. I'm also asking him to bless my business as well and continue to offer and provide the right people to be a part of our company. And then last but not least, solidify two of the contracts that are awaiting us to make a difference with his people in those corporations. And we do business consulting, leadership development training, and consultation. That's what we do at P3 Group. Okay, I think we've sent up, asked very specifically what we want. And if Concerned Woman would be willing to take us to the throne, that would be great.
Okay. Let us look to the Lord in prayer. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endured forever. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, in Jesus' name, we come to the throne of grace this morning, God. God, glad that you touched us this morning. Glad that you saw fit to wake us up early this morning to come together, oh God, on the phone to praise and bless your name. Oh God, to thank you for doing it again for us, oh God, and allowing us, oh God, this time, oh Heavenly Father, to look to the hills from which cometh our help. For our help comes from you, oh God. We know no one else, oh God, that we can turn to in this time, but you, oh God. And so we come to give you praise, oh God. We thank you for your mercy, God. We thank you for not only your mercy, but your compassion that faileth not, oh God. We thank you, oh God, Lord, for doing it once and again, oh Father, on this Monday morning, God, when we come together just to give you praise. Thanking you, oh God, for setting us up, oh God. Setting us up, oh Father God, to be used for your kingdom, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, Lord, you said in your word that we have not because we ask not. So we come together, God, individually, oh God. You've heard our cry, God. But now collectively, oh God, we're going to thank you for, oh God, all that you're going to do. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, we come asking, Lord, that you will change our mind, O God. Change our hearts, O God. Change our will. Change our way, O God. O Father, in Jesus' name, that we will do what you will have us to do. That we will go where you will have us to go. That we will say what you will have us to say. So therefore, God, we're asking for clarity this morning, God. Clarity of thought. Clarity of speech, O God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, in Jesus' name, that you will not only give us clarity in what to say and what to refrain from saying and even doing, but God, that you will increase our wisdom, God. God, that you will give us the wisdom that we need. Oh, God, as we meet people along the way on this week, on our jobs, oh, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in our businesses, oh, God. Lord, that we have peace of mind, God, that we know what to do, oh, God. Someone need, oh, God, clarity, God. For the business where real estate is concerned, in the name of Jesus, God, Lord, you're able to give them clarity on what to do, oh God, how to set things in motion, dear Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, you can give them peace, oh Father, direction, God, on what to say, what to do, and how to do it, that their finances will be increased, oh God, in Jesus' name, supernaturally, oh God. You can touch that situation, Father, whatever it is, whatever they need, oh Lord. God, you can open doors today, oh God. You can renew the focus and need, oh God, we need to be focused on, oh God, that our attention might be on you, oh God, that we will hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying today, oh God, and the rest of the week, that we will be women of excellence, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, knowing what to do, God, even when it comes to eating the food that you provide for us. Oh God, even the drink that we put in our bodies, oh God, that we will be healthy, oh God, healthy minds, oh God, healthy bodies, oh God, that we can be used for your kingdom, oh God, that we will get breakthroughs, oh God. God, because you're giving us the wisdom and the foreknowledge to know, oh God, what to eat and what to refrain from eating, God. Lord God, and even those that we come in contact with, God, Lord, on this week, that they will see that there's something different about our facade, oh God, how we look, oh God, how we dress, how we talk, God, and we be able to tell them it is Jesus Christ, the hope of glory, the one that lives on the inside. God, we thank you today, oh God, for everything that you're doing, everything that you're going to do. God, Lord, even in our finances, oh God. Lord God, we thank you for increase on today, increase on tomorrow, increase, oh God, the rest of this week, the rest of this month, oh God. We call on those things would be not as though they were. In the name of Jesus, we know that breakthroughs are on the way, because we are women of purpose. We are women, oh God, that have a plan, oh God, and we know that there is destiny in store for us. Supernatural things are coming our way, because we have been faithful and we have been waiting on you. Oh God, we trust in you with all our hearts. We lean not to thine own understanding, but in all of thy ways we acknowledge that you are God, and beside you there is none other. So we thank you, Lord, as we focus our attention on you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. We know that you're able, God, because you are the divine creator, oh God. You are our kinsman redeemer. You are our shepherd, God. You are our comforter, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, you're the self-existent one, and we bless your name for it, oh God. We thank you, God, not only that, but thou art a long-suffering God. Sometimes, God, we don't pray like we should pray. Sometimes we don't read your word like we should. Sometimes we're not doing what you want us to do, oh God. But we thank you that you change not, in the name of Jesus. So we pray, God, that you make us better, God, better women of God, better than we were on last week, better than we were on last month, oh God, better than we were on last year, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, because you're all-knowing, God, because you're faithful, God, because thou art eternal, God, thou art a just God, and we bless your holy name. We thank you for being almighty, all-powerful. We thank you for being a wise God. We thank you for being a God that is glorious on today, and we adore you. We honor you. We love you. We exalt you, oh God. Touch every woman that's on this line on today. Oh God, some things that haven't been revealed, we pray that you reveal it to them. Oh God, Lord, that you will lift them up out of the dunghill, and God, that they will go on from today until next week, oh God, till we come together again. Oh God, with a praise report that God has turned some things around. We pray, oh God, for the father, oh God, all that is sick in his body. In the name of Jesus, we pray for healing right now, God. Healing virtue, oh God, that you touch him, God, from the top of his head to the sole of his feet, God. In the name of Jesus, God, that you turn it around, God, supernaturally, oh God. In the name of Jesus, that you will give him the healing that he needs, oh God, to continue, oh God, doing the work that you have called him to do. In the name of Jesus, God, we bless your name right now. We adore you, God. We exalt you, and we worship you. In the name of Jesus. So we thank you for everything that you've done, everything that you're going to do, and everything, oh God, that's already been expressed on this line on today. We pray, oh God, Lord, the strength, the peace, the, oh God, the wisdom, oh Heavenly Father, the increase, the blessings, provision, oh God, for the job, oh Lord God, for wisdom, knowledge, understanding, for breakthroughs, in Jesus' name. And we know that it's already done, and we thank you for it, and we bless your holy name, and we decree and declare that it's already done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Mm.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord God. Mm. Mm. It's already done.
Already, and it is so.
And it is so. Mm. And we decree and declare it. That
yes.
is so.
That it is so.
Yes, Lord.
It is
Thank
so.
You. Thank you.
Already done. Mm. Already done.
It's already done.
Mm. And it is so.
Yes, Lord.
And it is so.
Mm.
Mm-mm.
Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Breakthroughs are on the way.
Absolutely.
Yes, Lord. We decree it and declare it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, it is.
Mm.
That is all declare and decree that it is so. It
yeah.
is so.
Mm.
It is
so.
It is so.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus' name, it is so. Thank you, Concerned Woman, for that powerful prayer this morning.
Amen.
Mm, and
it is so. Yeah.
And concluding with that it is already done.
Done. Mm.
I wanted to actually say that again, that it is already done.
It is already done.
Already done.
Mm.
So we can stand in the... and rest in peace that our requests have been heard and they have already been fulfilled.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we've been declaring that it is so. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So all that is left is to walk in faith and the belief that your request is so. There's something I want to say about that before we get off the call. Our topic this morning is breaking the barriers. So given that the breakthrough is already done and it is already so, what limitation within your mind would hinder the reality of your request? That is the question for us to engage in. So, do I need to say it again? Like, what limitation of your mind could hinder the reality of your request being done?
I think that is the answer. The limitations of our mind.
Yeah, that is. That's a start, right?
That is. We have not because we ask not.
Right.
If we ask,
yeah, and then we
in Jesus' name, it shall be given unto us.
Right, it is so, right? Mm-hmm.
It is so, and it is so. So the more we allow the limitations of our mind to come against that and bring doubt and fear and concern and worry, all of the things that are not supposed to be in our minds,
mm-hmm.
if we're saying that we are daughters of the Most High, then we limit what we are called to do, what we are purposed to do, why we are here in our minds.
Yes.
The battle is won in the mind.
Mm-hmm. No, that's good. Because one of the things I'm hearing you say is that there, one of the barriers that hinders the realization of the prayer request that we make is noticing that we have some limitation within our thought process.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like if we could acknowledge that the only reason why my request has not been fulfilled is because there is some limitation, some barrier in how I think that is hindering it because God said it is so.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Right? So if we start not seeing the result, then then it's us.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Right? So so good. So it's, that gives us access to at least knowing that it's about my thought process and the limitations of my thinking. So to give us even greater access, what would be some of those limiting thoughts that you might be able to break through? So first, let's identify some of the limiting thoughts. Because, I mean, you know the word. You know that he said it so. So what would be the limitation that would hinder it? What would be that conversation? What's the internal thought?
Fear, doubt, insecurity.
Mm-hmm. 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 Maybe it may sound like I'm afraid I may not be able to do it. I'm afraid of what people might think. I'm afraid
mm-hmm.
if I do this, then that.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I'm afraid, you know, it could be any number of things depending on the situation. I'm doubtful that I have the ability to do this, whatever this is. Right?
Mm-hmm.
In terms of insecurity, I may not be, I don't think I'm fully equipped to do it, or I've never done it before, something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then what else could the thought be specifically? I'm standing in the realization of all of our requests, so we... All of us had, or some of us, I'm going to say, had the request of God to give us greater focus. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So my question would be, given that's what we want, and then some of us asked for some very specific things in our business, so I want to talk about both of those things, because, I mean, I'm a firm believer that when you ask God, he's already done, so... I want us to really dig deep as we can to find out why it is not occurring or has not occurred. So we ask for greater focus. So what would be the limitation or the barrier that would hinder focus? And that would be for any, this question is for anyone that asks for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that Godly Example, woman who has discovered who she is, said something about focus. And I think Committed Woman of God started out talking about that. So what would hinder our ability, what barrier would hinder focus? Say something about that. Concerned Woman, I think, was getting ready to say something.
I was going to say that we take our eyes off of God, the one that's able, the one that knows all things, all-knowing. We take our eyes off of the Lord. We think about Peter, how he walked on water.
Yes, he did.
And he was successful until he looked at the water and how far he had come, and he took his eyes off the Lord. But as long as his focus was on the Lord, he didn't see the surrounding the water and those things that were surrounding him. But once he took, so we can't lose focus. We have to keep our focus on God. Simple as that. Focus on it, because the enemy comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. And
right.
So if he can, and if you know that the voice is speaking to you and saying you can't do this, you can't, that's not coming from God, because God's word said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So you have to have that determination. I'm going to keep focus. I'm going to keep my eyes on the prize. I'm going to keep looking ahead. And when the devil comes to you with negative thoughts, not today, devil. Not today.
Amen.
And that's what I have to speak to him each and every day. Because if not, then I'm going to get my focus off on the purpose in which God has purpose for me today.
Not today.
Speak it in the atmosphere. Not today. You're
not
on
today.
Your job and the enemy coming like a flood and people acting up. Not today.
Right. So one of the things that I hear you saying is really building your muscle to direct your attention where you thought it, which is one on God and through the vision that you have.
Yes.
Okay, so there is a building of your muscle and your ability to do that.
Yes, Lord.
And I also hear that it is to be done daily.
Yes.
And I think we get so caught up in the big picture. You know, what is that? What is the end result? What is the goal, as opposed to what are we doing every day? The little bit that is to be done every day to help us eventually achieve the goal, but it is to be done daily, little bits and pieces of it.
Right. Yeah, because see, and I'm glad you brought that up. Because we said it, that it is so, right?
Yes.
We said that it is so. There's no need to continue to stay focused on the bigger picture, if you will, and trying to attain that, because we already know that's done.
It's done. That's right.
Right? So all there is the moment-by-moment experience and choice to keep your eye on him. And allow him to direct your path and direct your actions.
Absolutely.
Remaining open for the next step to take. Right? So, you know, when I talked about it last week, that I had written the vision down, made it plain for 2014, and it showed up in June or May or whenever it was, I was like, oh, my God. But what I realized is that I went back to look at it. It wasn't like I focused on that every day.
Mm-hmm.
I was present and conscious of it. But it was not that, you know, every day I was trying to achieve this great big thing.
Mm-hmm.
The writing down of it served as a reminder of it. The day-to-day existing of my life, though, was to be sure that I perfected every move directed by him, not by anything else. And it's funny, I wanted to just bring to light, too, as we're talking, that I was reading in My Utmost For His Highest, and it talked about the dilemma of obedience. And I'll just read one little section of it. It talks about Eli, and it says, Samuel was afraid to tell Eli vision, is what it started out saying. And it says, should I tell Eli what God has shown to me? This is where the dilemma of obedience hits us. We disobey God by becoming amateur providences and thinking, I must shield Eli, who represents the best people we know. God did not tell Samuel to tell Eli. He had to decide that for himself. God's message to you may hurt you, Eli, but trying to prevent suffering in another's life will prove to be an obstruction between your soul and God. It is at your own risk that you prevent someone's right hand being cut off or right eye being plucked out. Never, and this is the important piece, never ask another person's advice about anything. God makes you decide before him. If you ask advice, you will almost always side with Satan. I did not immediately confer with the flesh and blood. I took that to say, oftentimes, you know, you were talking about concerned woman, you know, we're going through life and, you know, we get caught up and all our stuff shows up and then we're going to ask somebody else about what God has already told us.
Then they're
going to say whatever they say, and then now you're derailed because you believe them instead of what God said.
Absolutely.
So I think it's critical, too, that we stay mindful that the only one that can direct us would be him.
Amen.
Does he speak through people? Yes, but that comes through discernment, because you always take whatever anyone says back to him and let him tell you whether or not that's appropriate.
That's right.
When we're breaking barriers, I think we have to be mindful of all of it. You know, we have to look at all of our limitations. Are we so insecure that we believe what someone else says versus what God said to us?
Amen.
Are we so fearful that we don't move at all because we know that God said it is so, but at the same time, it's the fear so huge and enormous that it overtakes us? So there's an opportunity here for you to confront moment by moment your steps, the steps that have been ordered. Are you going to take them? Are you going to allow some barrier in your mind or some limitation in your mind or some contribution someone else made to have you be derailed from what you know is right and true for you? It is a tough walk. It is a challenge. It is an ongoing strength-building exercise. But what we should know and be reminded about now, and you have an opportunity to journal about it, is that whatever we ask, it is already done. So if it is not showing up in reality, there is a barrier in which we must examine that is hindering the manifestation of it. So one other question before we go, and I know we're up on the time, but I still want us to get as much as we can out of this call because I believe God is moving and there's some great things ahead of us all in the event that we really understand this part of limitation and barriers. So a number of us talked about businesses, right? We want to have a breakthrough in our business? I want to ask that question also, and you can journal it, but if one or two of you would respond, that would be great. What is the barrier between you and the realization of the request you made this morning regarding your business? What limitation, what limited way of thinking might be there that would hinder your expansion in your business? I think Confident Woman says supernatural favor in your business and finances. I think a woman discovering who has discovered who she is, it says increase in her business. Concerned Woman mentioned increase in business, increase in the radio ministry. I had also mentioned expansion and growth in mind and securing these contracts. So what would be some limitations or barriers that would hinder that from happening?
Well, this is Positive Woman. I'm sorry,
yes.
Go ahead.
No, Positive Woman, please.
Yeah, Positive Woman, as I sit here and listen this morning, I think one of the thing is, and I'm asking God for some clarity around it, but for me, it has something to do with faith, and it has something to be more connected with the things that I see, the things that I feel, the things that I taste, than the things that are unseen, which I believe that's where God works, is walking by the spirit and not by the flesh. So that's part of my barrier is, being in this world, reminding myself of that, but not of this world, so I can connect to the spiritual components and not be moved by what I see or what I taste or what I feel, such that my faith would then launch me where I need to be.
Uh-huh.
So that's part of my barrier. So
got it. So there is walking by faith, not by sight.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so, let me add just one quick question. So you're saying the barrier is your ability to do that?
I think that's where I'm struggling, quite frankly, and asking God for clarity. I don't know if it's ability or if it's fear. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm just not sure. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. Continue to ask Him to bring that clarity and shine a bright light on the barrier.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? Because we biblically, we know that you walk by faith, not by sight.
Amen. Right, right, right.
Right. So we don't have to question that part.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we don't need to go to Him and ask Him about that.
That's right. That's right.
Right, what we do need to go to is like, well, maybe show me, God, what is hindering me in doing that. And, I know for myself, it is because I want to know. and when you walk by faith and not by sight, you don't know.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's good. I believe that's what it is. I really do.
Right? I want to know. I want to have seen that, experienced that, had some experience around that, know somebody who did that.
Right.
So I can go to and get confirmation, which I just read. We don't need to talk to them.
Right. That's right. That's right.
We need to talk to Him.
Right. 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 Yep.
Amen, though. Amen. One thing, I know. Where the mindset is a barrier, a perfect example of that was this Saturday. My husband and I were talking about these sponsorships for this dance, and he said, well, I'm going to make some calls. My mind immediately went to, it's Saturday. You don't call business people on Saturday. That's the worst day to call business people.
Mm-hmm.
So I enjoyed Saturday. He made calls and got results.
Right.
It was like, okay, he found that the best day to call people was Saturday because they're not encumbered with their business.
Right.
And the But my mindset immediately went to the consultation of others and what is proper business etiquette. And so the conversation today is just blowing my mind because it's like, you know, God, it's like, you know, that whole smacking myself up on the head, I should have had a V8 moment. This is, it is, it's good.
Yeah, and that's good. Because sometimes it's, you know, it's like you said, like I was just talking about, you want to know, you know, or it's what you do know. Just like you said, I've been taught that etiquette is, proper business etiquette is.
Absolutely.
That you don't call on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it's, you know, that which you don't know and that which you know that would be the barrier.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, God is one of these guys. God does miraculous things. He doesn't do things, you know, that what normal people do.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so if we can stand in not knowing and breaking through that which we do know, overcoming that barrier, the barrier of the known world and the world of the unknown, and we do that moment by moment, because I want us to bring, I want to bring that back to light, because, I mean, if we don't flex that muscle moment by moment by moment by moment, we forget it, and we never build the muscle. And I'll say this to the ladies on the call and those that will be listening. This would be a great inspiring call, show, but it will mean nothing if you don't apply it.
Mm-hmm.
It would mean nothing if you listen to the show, participate, and get off the call, and then do not build the muscle moment by moment to say, I'm walking by faith, not by sight. And every time it comes up that you do not want to do that, you bring yourself back to focusing your eye on Him and walk in faith, not by sight.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So otherwise, this would just will be another spiritual boost that you got today. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the boost, it'll just be an inspirational boost.
Mm-hmm.
But this is something that you have to apply moment by moment, day by day. That's where focus becomes the manifestation of reality, that you do it moment by moment by moment, day by day. And then you look up, and it's 6 months later because you've been living in the moment and doing what God says. You look up 6 months later, and what you said is so, for real, like in reality so. And there's never been a question as to whether or not it would be. It's just that you haven't been willing to partner with God to make it so.
Amen.
Any other comments? What do you guys think? Any other comments this morning before we close up? Good stuff, I think.
Committed woman of God, just wanted to say that and listening to everybody's comments and everything, one thing that actually came to my mind is, you know, the fact that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principality. And that, I think, plays a part also, because when the thoughts come up into our mind, and just like Concerned Woman said, we have to do the work to fight against those thoughts, against those things that come to distract us, because the enemy does not desire us to get to the point where God will have us to be, at that point where we are totally delivered. So he brings things to us that looks more attractive than the things in which God has us working on. And so we tend to gravitate more to that, to the pleasures and the things, and then that's where we get unfocused at, because we take our mind and our focus and we place them on those things that give us right now gratification, things which make us feel good, make us, you know, feel like it's making us happy,
when in reality those things are just temporal. And so I think, and for me, I know what I have to do. I have to constantly talk to myself, like, you know, when thoughts come in my mind, you can't, or insecurities come in my mind, I have to talk to myself, I can do all things. And I'm learning that the Word of God is helping me through this. Speaking the Word of God over the thoughts, you know, because the enemy does come to destroy that what God is trying to do. And if he can ever take our mind and our focus away from God, then that draws us further away from the goal and the path that God has us to be on. So I have to constantly talk to myself, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, or greater is he that is in me that is in the world. You know, these things I have to constantly, and like she said, daily talk to myself. Even the devil tried to come and tempt the Lord off of his path, but he had to speak the word of God over that situation by telling him, man does not live by bread alone. So it's the word of God that I'm finding out that we have to speak when these temptations and these things come to take us off of the path of where God is trying to take us at.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just kind of my intake.
Amen.
Amen.
Absolutely. Amen. Well, you know, with that said, committed woman of God, you and I and the other leaders are going to declare that every woman on this call and everyone that will listen to it later will apply this great challenge of a moment-by-moment occurrence of staying focused and keeping our eye on him and keeping our eye on the vision and building our muscles to stay focused and stay directed as we've been instructed through him, that we will consider, if we are directed by God, we will consider others' input, but we will not be driven by their input. We will consider it as we take it to God and have him determine whether or not it is good, sound advice. We will overcome the fear, the insecurities, the doubt, and the worries and concerns, and that we will live each moment and each day with our faith, walking by faith, not by sight, but believing what we have asked of him is already done.
Mm-hmm.
Are we all in agreement?
Amen.
Amen.
Awesome. So here's what I want to charge you with. So this week in your journals, in addition to the questions that you're answering right now, is to write down any time you are met with that moment that you feel stopped or stuck, that you are not moving forward. And I want you to journal that limitation or that barrier that is stopping you. Remember, your journal is just yours, so you don't have to worry about editing, sending it through the reel of whether or not somebody's going to approve of it. You just need to write it down purely and authentically in the book.
Mm-hmm.
So be as candid as you can about the hindrances that are stopping you from moving forward. And then as you evaluate what you wrote, ask God if that's so. I will be willing to bet he'll say no. But you can ask him for yourself. So anything that is hindering you, I want you to write it down and then have a conversation with God about that hindrance. Because he is not one that's going to ever stifle you or stop you. But be diligent about writing the answers down so you can see it and read it and begin to have some power over it. Mm-hmm. The scripture that we had was, committed woman of God, do you have that? Ephesians 2 and 14, do you have that in front of you?
No.
That's okay. It's Ephesians 2 and 14. It's for he is our peace, who had made both one and had broken down the middle wall of partition between us. So he is going to break down those walls, just as I just mentioned. So you can also refer to that scripture as you are writing down any of your barriers. Yes, any last comments or questions about today's topic? Anything? Awesome, ladies. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So I want us to complete and leave you with this, that you came into this world nothing lacking, nothing missing, fully equipped to fulfill on God's defined purpose for your life. All things are in perfect order, moving and adjusting to work in your favor for your highest and greatest good. Anything hindering success in your purpose and destiny was created in your mind and has no just cause. Your only job is to continuously renew your mind, your thoughts, feelings, and emotions. God has ordained you with all that you need. You are a deliberate creation of God. So that is one of the quotes that I wrote specifically for women like you who are up to big, amazing, extraordinary things. Just remember, you are a deliberate creation of God, and nothing can get in your way if you keep your eyes on Him. With that said, have a great, wonderful, exciting, thrilling, productive week.
Amen.
And amen.
All right, ladies.
Amen.
We'll talk next week.
All right.